This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, we're all human beings, and we all think that we should be somewhat alike. But when you get to know people, sometimes you learn how they live in their house. The person next door to you might be kind of crazy. You know, you get invited in their home, and you find out they're a hoarder. Yeah. Or they let their dogs eat their walls all the way around a whole room, and there's no drywall in that room because the dog has eaten it.
Wow,
that's
okay.
Just nice puppy parents.
Okay, well, see, and everyone has a different view of it.
Yeah, have you ever done, like, those personality tests? Because I've done some of those. Yeah, like, you know, the Enneagrams that they...
An idiot-gram.
That's for other people.
No, it's not.
And they got the Myers-Briggs.
I have no clue.
You haven't done any of those? Yeah.
Sounds like you haven't either. Did you get some ice cream at Breyers?
Are they like BuzzFeed quizzes?
Well, you know what? You find out there's different people in the world that don't act like you.
Wow.
Yes.
That was amazing.
I'm just saying, but there, Tom says there, he said it, but there's tests out there to find out what you are. You don't even know what you are, do you? Heidi, what number are you?
This sounds like the idiot quiz.
I wouldn't answer him.
Okay. What I'm not going to answer you.
You have a number on the Enneagram.
Oh, I have never taken an Enneagram. Okay. I'm never on. But
me.
I bet you're number one.
Yes. Now, hey, I am a one on there.
Oh, we believe
you. Does not surprise me.
So some things that you learn about people will make you feel closer to them when you find out that some of your weird things other people do, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, for example, when you're having a simple conversation with someone, but you're concentrating so hard on the appropriate eye contact to looking away ratio that you have no idea what they said.
I've done that.
I mean, you're sitting there like, am I looking in their eye enough or not? And you're like, wait, what are they talking about?
That happened the other day. Anyway, this was a honcho with a big company. And I was looking at his eyes and I kept thinking, why is he looking at me like that? So I totally didn't know what he was talking about because I was thinking, what is he thinking?
You had something on your nose there.
Well,
yeah.
Okay. It's weird.
Here's another one. When you're at the store and the cashier is starting to take care of the next person, but you haven't put all your change back in your wallet and you feel super rushed.
I do.
Yeah. Like you're holding everyone up.
But I find the majority of people do not care about me standing behind them waiting to put their change back into their wallet, their change back in their change purse, pick up all their bags, and then have to ask a question to the cashier before she walks away.
Who uses change?
Not like dollar change.
But it also could be credit card. You're trying to get your credit card back in your wallet and grab your bags.
Yeah.
I had that happen to me the other day.
And sometimes I get cash back. So I'll wait for my change.
Okay, when you're texting and you see those little dots that says the other person is texting, so you back yours up to quit texting, and then you see they back theirs up to quit texting, and so you're both staring there wondering who's going to start texting again.
I don't have that feature.
Okay, Kato doesn't have that.
I do. Well, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, I think Apple phones do that.
And the thing is, if you go ahead and text before they've responded, you end up in almost two separate conversations in case the conversation changed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, that's something that I guess is only for Apple people. Here's a little secret. Whenever you ask me if I would like a receipt after I've cashed out, my answer is based on absolutely nothing, and it changes all the time.
Okay.
Do you want a receipt? I'm like, yes, okay. I think I'll have one today. Yeah. Or No, thanks. I really don't have a reason for why I choose what I choose.
I don't necessarily need a receipt if I've paid cash, but if I've used any credit card or whatever.
See, you've got a reason. I don't have a reason.
I do have a reason.
If it's cold outside, though, you do want the CVS receipts. Use them as a scarf.
Seems like if you do pay cash, you would want a receipt. Otherwise, you'd have the receipt on your credit card bill.
Okay, I'm different.
I'm only buying beer with cash. I do not need a receipt of that. I've got the cases.
Why do you need a receipt? Like for a gas receipt, you kind of understand that. You can write off on your taxes. But most of the time, you don't need the receipt, right?
Oh, yeah, you do. medical stuff.
Maybe. Well, on medical stuff, I don't think Tom's like leaving the hospital going, oh, you say
yeah, right. Even your CVS
y'all are boring
stuff.
Me. It's like you're doing taxes right now. Here's one. When you're grocery shopping and someone is blocking the area you want to get to, so you pick up something else and act like you're interested in it while you wait for them to move away.
Or just wait for them, and then you realize they're reading labels, and you have to get your item. And so I had to do it the other day. Excuse me, ma'am.
I just lean over the cart and grab it.
But when I see somebody behind me trying to look at something I'm standing in front of, I say, excuse me, and step to the side if I've got something in my hand I'm looking at or I hadn't found what I want.
Okay.
But a lot of people don't. They just stand right there in front of you, and I'm behind them going,
Here's one. When you're packing for a trip, do you ever pack underwear like you're planning on pooping your pants twice a day for the whole time you're gone?
Mm-mm. No.
I do. I always have extra underwear.
One pair a day.
Yeah.
Wow.
Heidi has disposable.
Yeah.
I do travel like that if I'm going like on a long trip. I'd take underwear that you can throw away, so you don't have to worry about washing it.
Can you imagine checking into that room? Like, who left this underwear?
Well, you don't just leave it laying there.
You mean the hotel maid.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, what's this?
All right, you go into a store, and then you decide not to buy anything. And as you're leaving, you're walking out saying, act natural. You're innocent.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. You didn't steal anything. Yeah. Act natural.
I know they're watching me.
Yeah.
I hope that buzzer doesn't go off.
And we're relatively honest people.
It's just a feeling. You feel guilty.
You do.
Here's a funny one that happened to one of my kids in class. The teacher called on the kid, and the kid had a short pause, and then he says, hang on, I'm not dumb. I'm just panicking right now. You know that feeling when you get called on, and you're like, oh, man, I don't know what to do. And then finally, sometimes you'll be sitting around the house, and all of a sudden you'll think to yourself, I don't have any idea where my birth certificate is. I need to know where that is. Heidi, that sounds like something you would do.
No, I don't think we have that one, Tom.
No,
do you have that one, Kano?
I know where my birth certificate is.
Yeah. I may say I don't know where my driver's license is, or I can't find my credit card, but I don't
like,
do the birth certificate.
Where is that stuff? I don't have any idea. I probably should know.
Yeah,
Why are you looking? Are you traveling or something?
No.
He just want to make sure that he's alive.
I just get a nervous feeling like I don't know where that is.
You just want to check, make sure it's true. You were born.
No, I just know you need these important papers sometimes, and I'm like, I don't know where they are.
I got them put up.
You need to take that idiot Graham, too.
He's right.
Find out what number you are.
Oh, y'all had all those weird things with me. I got one that's not the same, and now I'm the weird guy.
The weirdest one,
Should have known.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.